Hi, could you elaborate more on how to respond when your spouse is begging you to sign those papers?
Sure. Excellent question. No problem. It's not an easy thing because let me say first that when your spouse is begging you to sign the papers, they just want you to sign the papers, right? And they're not going to really much listen to anything else. They have a certain agenda, they want you to do a certain thing, and they're going to try whatever they can to get you to do it. And so I'm going to share with you something pretty substantial here, but I want to just manage your expectations. I think what I'm going to share with you is a very healthy way for you to look at it. It's a very intelligent and compelling thing for you to articulate to them, but I just don't want you to think that they're going to hear it and their eyes are going to light up and they're going to totally get it and buy into it and say, "Oh, I agree." Because, they want you to sign the papers, and if you cooperate with them and do that, it eases their conscience. Practically speaking, it makes things much smoother and easier and cheaper, and it gives them the sense that you are cooperating with them, and you've essentially become partners in their crime, which eases their conscience. Anyway, having said that, here's how you should respond. You should simply explain that you can't do it. It's not that you don't want to do it. It's that you can't do it because it crosses a line. It breaches a value that you hold dear. It would compromise who you are and how you, the vision you have of yourself. Be a compromise of your integrity, that you just simply can't have that on your conscience. And that they should you should even say to your husband, "Look, I'm not trying to control you. This is America, not Iran. If you want to divorce me, you can." And at some, I don't know exactly what papers you're referring to. It doesn't matter. The question is this, for all of you, by the way. The question is it voluntary or are you legally compelled? I don't want anybody to misunderstand. I'm not suggesting that you should, get yourself in trouble and break the law. As I said, this is America, not Iran. If your husband insists in moving the process forward, at some point you will be legally compelled to perform certain actions, to show up at certain places, to submit certain documents, to sign certain papers. And at the point that you are legally compelled to do so, you should do so. But you shouldn't volunteer. I assume what you're talking about here is your husband's asking you to volunteer to sign certain papers. And you should refuse as a matter of principle. Now, let me give you a compelling analogy, which I think you should use it if he's insisting on an explanation, and I do believe it's compelling. Just, have reasonable expectations about how he's likely to respond to it. The analogy is this. Let's say your husband came to you and asked you to join him in a plot to murder your neighbor. Would you do it? Of course not. But why not? You wouldn't do it, not because you're stubborn, not because you have to have things your way, not because you don't love him. It's not because you're not accommodating or not helpful. It's not because you're dogmatic. It's not even because you don't want your neighbor dead. Let's assume for discussion purposes that you hated your neighbor too and would love to see him dead. Right? You still wouldn't do it. You see that little twist I made there? I want to point out, I want to emphasize there that in that last example, you and what you and your husband want is the same, but you still wouldn't do it. Why? Because it's wrong. Because it crosses a line. Because it breaches a value you hold dear. So, too, your husband here is basically asking you to join him in a plot to murder your marriage. And your answer has to be no. I can't do that. It's not that I don't want to, although that might be true also, but that's not the point. It's not a power struggle. It's that you're asking me to do something I can't do. It's a matter of principle. And that's really what you want to try to emphasize. Again, trying to manage your expectations about what to expect. You know, he's not going to want to hear that. But you want to try to not make it about what you want and what I want and there's this power struggle, but instead explain that it really has nothing to do with what you want. It's a matter of principle. It's to blame it on the principle. It's the principle that's in the way. By the way, I'm not dying for any of you to have this conversation with your husband or wife if you're in this situation. So I'm not suggesting that you look to have the conversation or initiate the conversation. But this woman's question, I'm sorry she didn't give her name, sorry to refer to you as a woman, but this woman's question is, you know, how do I explain it if he continues to press me about it? I mean, at some point in a situation, I admit, it does get to the point where it demands an explanation. You just can't avoid it and walk away from it anymore. There are many situations where it gets to the point where something has to be said. If you get to that point, so then that's the kind of thing that you should say. By the way, I just want to say that it's much better if you can say that with a backdrop of you having been helpful and accommodating and flexible. Right? In other words, if you've been stubborn and dogmatic and insistent, then it could very well be a matter of principle, but it's going to come across as more of the same. I'm not saying that you should say something different because of it. I'm just saying that, you know, you're going to have that challenge. What you want to try to do is what we should all be trying to do all the time in our marriage, which is you want to try to be a very helpful, a very accommodating, and a very flexible person. And when you are that kind of person, it's much more credible than when you do take a stand. And when you say, this crosses the line, I can't do it. Okay, hope that answers your question.